This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhineet Shukla. The Indian Armed Forces successfully thwarted Pakistan's provocative attempt to target 36 sites using around 400 Turkey-made drones along the international border. In a special briefing in New Delhi today, Wing Commander Vyomika Singh of Indian Air Force said Pakistan had attempted infiltration at these locations from Leh to Sir Creek last night by using these drones.
Along the international border and line of control, drone intrusions were attempted from Leh to Sir Creek at 36 locations with approximately 300 to 400 drones. Indian Armed Forces brought down a number of these drones using kinetic and non-kinetic means. The possible purpose of these large-scale aerial intrusions were to test the AD systems and gather intelligence. Forensic examination of the drone debris is being undertaken. Preliminary reports suggest them to be of ASIS Guard Songa drone of Turkey.
Wing Commander Vyomika informed that in response to the Pakistani attack, armed drones were launched at four air defense sites in Pakistan, and one of the drones was able to destroy an air defense radar. She said Pakistan also carried out artillery shelling across the line of control using heavy-caliber artillery guns and armed drones, which resulted in some losses and injuries to Indian Army personnel. She added that Pakistan Army also suffered major losses in Indian retaliatory fire. The wing commander also criticized Pakistan for using civil planes as a shield.
Pakistan's irresponsible behavior again came to fore. Pakistan did not close its civil airspace despite it launching a failed unprovoked drone and missile attack on 7th May at 8:30 hours in the evening. Pakistan is using civil airliners as a shield, knowing fully well that its attack on India would elicit a swift air defense response. This is not safe for the unsuspecting civil airliners, including the international flights, which were flying near IB between India and Pakistan.
Colonel Sofia Qureshi of the Indian Army said that Pakistani Army violated Indian airspace several times over the entire western border with the intention of targeting military infrastructure. She said not only this, they also fired heavy-caliber weapons along the line of control. She added that the purpose of such large-scale aerial intrusions was to test air defense systems and collect intelligence. She added that forensic investigation of the wreckage of the drones is being done, and initial reports suggest that they are Turkish ASIS Guard Songa drones. Briefing media on the occasion, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri emphasized the denial of the attacks by Pakistan is yet another example of their duplicity. He said that the strike on the headquarters of Jaish-e-Mohammed in Bahawalpur is a fitting response to the brutal killing of Wall Street Journal journalist Daniel Pearl, who was killed brutally.
The Jaish-e-Mohammed was in some way directly or indirectly responsible for the death of Daniel Pearl. The attack on that facility of the Jaish-e-Mohammed in Bahawalpur is, I would imagine, a fitting part of this unfortunate incident.
The government lambasted Pakistan for targeting schools and religious places along the border in Jammu and Kashmir. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said this is a new low, even for Pakistan. Replying to a query, Foreign Secretary informed that in view of the existing security scenario, the services of the Kartarpur Sahib corridor have been suspended till further directions. Drones have been spotted in Jammu, Samba and Pathankot, with Indian defense sources confirming that they are being engaged. India has abstained from voting at the International Monetary Fund IMF board meeting, which considered a fresh bailout package for Pakistan. India also raised concerns over the efficacy of IMF programs in case of Pakistan, given its poor track record, and also on the possibility of misuse of debt financing funds for state-sponsored cross-border terrorism. The IMF today reviewed the extended fund facility lending program of $1 billion and also considered a fresh resilience and sustainability facility lending program of $1.3 billion for Pakistan. In its statement at the meeting, India pointed out that rewarding continued sponsorship of cross-border terrorism sends a dangerous message to the global community, exposes funding agencies and donors to reputational risks, and makes a mockery of global values. Pakistan has been a prolonged borrower from the IMF, with a very poor track record of implementation and of adherence to the IMF's program conditions. The IMF took note of the India's statement and its abstention from the vote. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired a high-level meeting with all the three service chiefs of Army, Air Force and Navy in New Delhi amid escalating India-Pakistan tension. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and National Security Advisor Ajit Dobhal were also present in the meeting. Prime Minister also met a group of Armed Forces veterans today. These included former Air Force chiefs, Army chiefs, Navy chiefs and other veterans. Sources said Mr. Modi had an extensive interaction with veterans on the current situation. Centre has asked all the states to give emergency procurement power to the heads of the civil defence authorities in case of emergency situation. Director General of Fire Services, Civil Defence and Home Guards Vivek Srivastava today wrote to states in this regard. Referring to the civil defence rules, he said that the rules empower the states to take certain measures deemed necessary for the protection of people and properties from damage or for ensuring the due maintenance of vital services in the event of a hostile attack. He added that funds of the local authority will be applicable to the payment of the charges and expenses incidental to such compliance, and priority shall be given to such compliance over all the other duties and obligations of the local authority. Meanwhile, 138 flights were cancelled at Delhi Airport today, including 9 international flights. Passengers are advised to check with their airlines for updated flight information and alternative travel arrangements. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today reviewed the arrangements made for rail operations in view of escalation between India and Pakistan. Mr. Vaishnaw directed the railway officials to coordinate with various government agencies and operate trains to help the people in the border areas. He said, along with regular trains, special trains should also be operated as per the requirement. On the instructions of the Railway Minister, 4 special trains were operated from Jammu and Udhampur today. Union Minister for Finance and Corporate Affairs Nirmala Sitharaman today directed all the banks to remain fully alert and prepared to deal with any eventuality or crisis, ensuring uninterrupted access to banking and financial services. In a meeting with the managing directors and CEOs of public and private sector banks and insurance companies, the minister stressed the critical role of the banking and financial sector in ensuring economic stability during challenging times. The finance minister also asked all the insurance companies to provide timely claim settlements and uninterrupted customer service. In a major step towards expanding bilateral trade and investment engagement, the first round of negotiations for the India-New Zealand Free Trade Agreement, FTA, concluded successfully today in New Delhi. Commerce and Industry Ministry said the first round followed a series of virtual discussions held between both the partners, which laid the groundwork for the in-person meeting. The ministry said constructive negotiations were held across all the areas of FTA, including trade in goods and services, trade facilitation and mutually beneficial sectors of economic cooperation. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has assured that the food reserves in the country are sufficient. Mr. Chauhan urged the citizens to remain calm at the time of any emergency. Briefing media in New Delhi today, he added that there has been a bumper production and the conditions are also favorable for the upcoming crops. Meanwhile, Consumer Affairs Minister Prahlad Joshi said that traders, wholesalers, retailers or business entities engaging in trading of essential commodities are directed to cooperate with law enforcement agencies. He added that any person indulging in hoarding or stockpiling shall be prosecuted under relevant sections of the Essential Commodities Act. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, has announced the immediate suspension of the remainder of the ongoing IPL 2025 season for 1 week. In badminton, India's Unnati Hooda and Ayush Shetty advanced to the semi-finals of the BWF Taipei Open 2025, a BWF World Tour Super 300 event at Taipei, Taiwan today, and that is the end of this news bulletin.